بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وذروا ظاهر الإثم وباطنه صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver. Alhamdulillah, with the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have been discussing an important bayan that Hazrat Muhammad Mufti Shafi Sahab rahmatullahi alayh had emphasized in his different majalis, in which he spoke about certain type of sins and deeds that we indulge in, that we take very lightly, we don't treat that with significance and importance, yet these are very grave sins and major sins in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Last week we discussed one of the weaknesses that we have and we overlook and we tend to forget, bure alqab se kisi ka dhikr karna, to call somebody by a name which is not a decent name, not respectful name. So we call him by such a name, picking out some defect in him, some shortness, some weakness in him, some shortcoming in him, some weakness in him, in which he is going to be defamed, in which he is going to be belittled, insulted. Sometimes a person is very, very fat, he's obese. So we pick on him. Instead of calling him with respect, we call him by, oh, fat person, or something to that nature. So this is going to cause him hurt. Yes, we mentioned there are certain people, like there was great scholars and muhaddithin, a'mash, a'ma, a'raj. They had some defect in their bodies. Somebody was blind, somebody was lame. But they became very famously known by their nicknames rather than their own names. And these people did not mind it at all. And if anybody called him by the real name, nobody would even know who they're talking about. In those cases, the person doesn't mind somebody calling him by his nickname. And of course, it mustn't be a ghair shari name or something that's against sharia. But something, some type of laqab that he has, and he doesn't mind, that's a different story. But if somebody does not like it, then we should not call a person by some nickname of his, or people have given him some name, or pointing out to some fault in him. This is also a major sign. Then we, major sin. Then we also explain ulama or awliya Allah ki bi'adbi, showing disrespect to the ulama and the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Great harms have been mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is something for all of us to take cognizance of. I mentioned Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madni rahmatullah alayhi. The people even grabbed him by his beard and threw liquor on him. But Hazrat made sabr. He told his muridin that unko mat kuch mat kaho. Don't tell him anything. Just leave them. Don't worry. And one person came in front of Hazrat Maulana Madni rahmatullah alayhi, pulled out his topi, trampled his topi in front of him, belittled him, and undressed. He became naked in front of Maulana and began to dance in front of him, to hurt him. Maulana forgave the person, didn't say anything, but Allah Ta'ala, man aada li waliyan faqad aadantuhu bil harb, that person who becomes an enemy of the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one hadith, man aada, whoever gives taklif to any of my friends, Allah says, I declare war on that person. So it's such a serious thing. So not even a few days later, some people, enemies of that man who caused insult and pain to Hazrat Maulana Madni rahmatullah alayhi, people got into his house, they beat him up, and they made him, or they made the woman of his home, become naked and dance in front of him. Therefore, our job is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, overlook people's faults, and especially when it comes to mashayikh, friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, we're not condoning any sin, any shortcomings, weaknesses of any alim if he's done something wrong. If he's openly doing some fisq, fujur, a fasiq, open sinner, he doesn't care about sharia, that's a bit different thing. But still, you and I should exercise caution. And as I mentioned with the WhatsApp we have, the social media, without even making tahqeeq, it doesn't even concern us. We just want to send it, becomes viral, and we all enjoy those few moments in which we are mocking at some person's weakness or some person's shortcomings. May Allah Ta'ala forgive us, may Allah give us hidayat and understanding. Then we even mentioned about ayats of Quran and ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which there is some the name of Allah, the name of Rasulullah sallallahu, to show disrespect to it, bi adabi. Bishr Hafi rahmatullah, the example we gave, that he picked up that piece of paper in which there was Bismillahir Rahmanir or the kalima, and he was in a drunken state, but still he kissed it and he put itar on it, and he showed so much of respect. Overnight, Allah Ta'ala made him his friend. Allah pardoned him all his sins. He was a sharabi. Lekin Allah Ta'ala ne unki maghfirat kar di. Allah Ta'ala forgave him completely. And we mentioned about that old man and old woman. First time Quran Sharif came to their home, they didn't know even how to read it. And when somebody gave them the Quran, the entire night, they spent half of night, so one carried the Quran on the husband first on his head for half the night, then the wife for the remaining half. By the morning, Allah Ta'ala made both of them hafiz of the Quran. That we have heard from mashayikh and ulama. The point here is that we should respect any kaghaz, Mr. Shafi Sahib promises, any paper in which there is some Islamic inscription or some ayat of Quran or hadith or some pamphlet. And therefore, we said that Alhamdulillah Darul Ihsan has the box where we find old Qurans, we're not being used, tattered, torn, we leave it there, old pamphlets, old kitabs, leave it there, and they dispose of it in the correct way. Otherwise, we can bury those in our homes, because we should not be showing bare other to these type of things. And previously, just for those who are not here, we mentioned about layani baat, futile talks, then mocking some person, finding faults in people, eavesdropping, peeping into somebody's home without permission. In fact, we shouldn't be peeping at somebody's home at all. Rasulullah SAW said that if I had a knife or something to stab the person's eye, I would have burst his eye because he's peeping without permission. Then jeering at someone's lineage, his nasab, using vulgar and obscene language, cursing someone, carrying tales, all these were mentioned previously. And today we will discuss, inshallah, a few more. And as I mentioned, the maqsad of all these things is so that we understand how important these things are. We look for flowery bayans and something in tasawuf and tazkiyah that takes us beyond the realm of this world. We're looking for something else to get some kayfiyat. All that is not matlub at all in shariat. But all we need to follow is Quran and Sunnah. Yes. All the kayfiyat and all, you get it mubarak. Allah Ta'ala won't ask you in the day of Qiyamah, what kayfiyat you got when you made my zikr? Nothing of that sort. Allah will ask you, did you make my zikr? Did you read Quran Sharif? Did you show respect to Shariat and Deen? Did you make amal on Quran and Hadith and Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Were you paban on your ma'mulat, your ibadat, the ahkamat of Sharia, your mu'amalat, your lain-dain, your dealings with people, your mu'asharat, how was your social conduct, how was your akhlaq? These are the things that we'll be questioned on. Nonetheless, what our purpose is to understand these things so that we try and make amal. So if I've got a fault, a weakness in this, I need to make islah of it. This is islah. That I've got some weakness in me, I've got some shortcoming, I've got some sin I'm involved in, some vice, some evil, I'm weak. Wallah, I've heard about this, this is a very serious offense. Ya Allah, help me to rectify my life before maut comes, so that when I reach you, Wallah, I've got a clean slate. All the wrongs we've got must be obliterated, must be erased. That is the maqsad of all these majlises and programs. Allah, give me tawfiq first, give all of us tawfiq to make amal. The next important thing is, when a person is urinating, especially menfolk, peshab, when a person is making peshab, ki qatrat se na bachna, a person is not cautious when he is urinating. He's not cautious about the urine drops that are falling on his body. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went past a qabr. Well, there were two qabrs. And he said, innahuma yu'adhaban. Un dono ko adab ho raha hai. And they have been given punishment, not in something big. Yet it is big. What the ulama explained, they have been given punishment in something which is not big in their understanding. They don't treat it so significant and so important. They're treating it very lightly. That some peshab drop fell on my clothes or fell on my body, nothing. Or It was not big in abandoning it. It wasn't heavy. It wasn't difficult in abandoning it. It was easy. It was small. Bala innahu kabir. But in reality, it is a grave sin in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we understand. Two qabars, Rasulullah SAW is going past, and he says they have been given punishment right now. Allah ta'ala showed Rasulullah SAW. And he said they have been punished, not of something which was difficult to abstain from. O ulama say, it wasn't something that these people regarded to be big and significant. They treated very lightly. But in reality, haqiqat is what? It was very, very big and a serious offense in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What were the two punishments? One was namima, chughal khori, to carry tales. Person hears something and then he passes on to the next person. This also has become very arm today because of this cell phone that we have. And so many times, sent as received. Who is asking you to send, if you received it, erase it. Nobody sent you to send it forward. So many times there is no haqiqat in the thing. There's no reality, there's no basis for it. Person doesn't check the veracity of, in fact there's no need for him. These are all layani things. It is something serious and he checks it. He must investigate, is it true, not true. Different story. So, chughal khori, carrying tales. And most of us, what do? Somebody tells us something. And they make us promise. You say, qasam, you won't tell anybody. So you give them the qasam also. And now you're itching to tell the next person. If I want to tell you something, you know, but leave it, I can't tell you. And in case you might just say, you don't trust me. Or see, wallahi, you won't tell anybody, he also takes qasam, you know, Allah Ta'ala. So now you're feeling, you got assurance from him that he's not going to tell. And believe me, that person does the same thing to the next person. It circulates, come back to the first person sometimes. So, these are important things for us to bear in mind. Chughal khori, don't carry tales. And the second thing was, the person was not cautious when he was urinating. The drops of urine were falling, one or two drops falling onto his body. Because he was not cautious regarding that, he was getting azab of qabr. Rasulullah in that hadith took a twig and he put it, planted it into the qabr. And he said, as long as it is green, Allah Ta'ala will make the khfif and make that azab halka. Allah Ta'ala will make it lighter for them. So here, as Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahab Rahmatullah says, when a person is urinating, especially in those places where it's in the jungle area or in the ground, here we have toilets, alhamdulillah. Even the toilets also, with the high pan, western pan, toilet, one has to be careful. There is some splash that takes place sometimes. Eastern toilet, generally you don't have this problem. Nonetheless, whatever it is, a person should be very careful that he is cautious that no urine drops fall onto his body. And the other thing that Mufti Shafi Sahab Ramadan mentioned after that, bear zarurat satar khulna. To expose your satar, a man's satar from above his navel to below his knees, that is your satar. Doesn't mean you must come like that to the masjid. Many people don't understand this thing. They will wear such clothing to the masjid. Sharan, it is permissible because his satar is covered. But that's not the etiquette standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why this much we must have? We're standing, who are we standing in front of? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is asking us for five times salat. You should be prepared, happy. And look, be in a stand before Allah ta'ala in a dignified, a decent manner. Especially the holiday time, we find people coming with their bermudas and t-shirts and funny things. And they become very angry if you tell them anything. So there's no topi, they're wearing bermudas. But ask him, he'll go for his nikah like that. That day he's wearing suit boot, tie also. Will he go with his bermudas and just a t-shirt for his nikah or for his father's janazah? Let's not play games with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To get fatwa of jais, we'll get today. Just standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do you address your parents? How do you address important people? The president of the country invites you tomorrow and you for a big dinner or something. How will you dress and put the right attire and you go there? You're standing before the king of all kings. You're standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nonetheless, the point here is, bear zarurat satar kolna. To expose your satar unnecessarily. A person is gone to the doctor and there is the need for him or her, then that's a different case. A person undergoing operation, that's a different case. But when we are playing sports, I don't play any sports, but people are playing sports or watching sports, then the people's satar is exposed. Now you're so passionate about your soccer game, you're so passionate about your certain sports game, or your marathon, or whatever it may be, but you are not bothered about your satar being exposed. That's a grave sin. We don't like to hear these things because it is a pain that's caused on our nafs. We feel that pain. We must talk other things, current affairs, what's happening in the world. The current affairs is these things that are affecting us, which we are unmindful of. Women folk in weddings, they mentioned the other Jummah. What about emotional? People say, Mawlana, you're shouting to people. But when you hear things every single day, and genuine information, not fairy tales, where people who are hearing these bayans day and night, this doesn't cause any pain to the person. You can't be a true believer then. That the ummah is doing all wrong things and people are just showing a don't care attitude towards the Quran, Hadith and Sharia. I mentioned that Jummah, that in our wedding functions we'll have a Qari sahab recite the Qiraat first. Mufti sahab will give the bayan, or Hazrat will give the bayan, and nice chow and everything. After that the music, photography, women, all the scarf, everything falls off. So many women are in parda, but suddenly everything comes down. Wallahi, I'm not speaking about any particular person or any particular nikah or anything. This is every single day. Hazrat Maulana, whole life. Every nikah bayan, or almost every nikah bayan, he would speak on the same thing. That's why Mufti Shafi Sahib from the beginning, what is it? Sunne wale, kon sunne ke liye tayyar hai? Nobody is prepared to listen. We listen with our ears, we're not listening with the heart. Nobody is listening, or generally we find ourselves, myself also. We're not sitting with ikhlas, ya Allah, so that I can make amal on what is being said. Look at the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. The moment Rasulullah would make a slight ishara, slight indication, he wouldn't need a big bayan. Immediately he will go and do whatever Rasulullah has to command. And happily, us, moment something, immediately what we do, we go ask another mufti, another alim. And we'll find that fatwa today, unfortunately, we'll find that fatwa today that will suit our whims and fancies, our desires. So these are things that we make mistakes, make tawbah istighfar. If you've done something wrong, turn to Allah Ta'ala, make tawbah istighfar. But don't repeat these mistakes. Don't repeat these mistakes. Then he says, aajkal, naye fashiono, na sirf mardo ko, balki auraton ko bhi, neem barhana kar diya. He says the fashion that we see today, not only men, but women especially, they made them naked. Rasulullah has mentioned, a time will come, and regarding women, nisa'un, kasiyatun aariyat. The word kasiyat in Arabic means they'll be wearing clothing. Aariyat means naked. They'll be wearing clothing, yet they'll be naked. And today for us to understand this is nothing impossible. Sahaba thing was so difficult. You know, you have clothing and naked. Today we can understand it clearly. With all the different type of fashion we have, leave ghair Muslim. Muslim girls. And sometimes in the name of hijab also. Sometimes this fashion, that fashion, we find these festivals, these programs, and they have souks, and they have various things. Again, let us not play games with the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I got a weakness, I cannot make amal. Accept my weakness, accept my fault. But when Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahman says, when things in the beginning of this whole program we mentioned, he says things have become so arm. Sometimes even khawas also get involved. Ulama also get involved. Allah protect me, Allah protect me, Allah protect me, protect all of us. It's easy to slip. Allah protect us from slipping. Nobody is perfect. Wallah, I'm saying this with sincerity in my heart. That I'm the most weak and genuine. We fright all the time. It's easy to come in the front of the masjid and give bayan, everything, mashallah. But to slip, especially in this zamana with all the temptations and challenges, we make dua to Allah all the time, all the time. Therefore we need to refresh in our mind, refresh in our tazkiyah all the time. If we don't have these programs, what will happen to us? We don't make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't have any program, no bayan, no waaz, nasihat. On a jummah, half the crowd only comes after the bayan is almost over. What have we listened? What knowledge are we going to get? What, how are we going to apply our knowledge? In fact, in this zamana, I was telling my students and friends that everything is based only on knowledge today. On knowledge and research and tahqeeq we're making. But amal, who's making amal? Every day we're reading hundreds of ahadith in the madrasa. Then ask ourselves, by how much amal I made? Every morning we're doing a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How much amal did I make? Did I bring this in my life? Somebody taught me a simple, just to say subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. This is the reward. So do it immediately. You'll forget sometimes. Allah will remind you again. Again you'll do it, you'll forget, you'll do it, until it becomes part and parcel of your life. Then you're a winner. As many, many sunnahs come into your life, you are triumphant, you are victorious. You are gaining proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more wrongs come out of your life, nothing is difficult, nothing is difficult, nothing is impossible. Everything is easy. Shariat is easy. We have to make up our mind that, Ya Allah, I want to do it. Ye kami hai mere andar. I've got this weakness. Ya Allah, you guide me. You show me the way. Inshallah, we will go there. So let's not look down upon the next person, his outward appearance or her outward appearance. We have got families, we've got children, we've got grandchildren, we've got nephews, we've got nieces, we've got cousins, relatives. Speak to them nicely, kindly. But nikah is taking place. If you don't do A, B, C, D, how many a wealthy person, believe me, in the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person who could have had the best nikah of the year, a very close friend of mine, when his granddaughters got married, simple, explained to him this, alhamdulillah, he made it so simple, so simple. The people in his community got a shock of their life. How is it possible? Nothing happened. People might call you kanjus and whatever name, good luck to them. Because believe me, you can have a 10-course meal, they'll find 100 faults in it. 100 faults in it. Nobody is content. They'll say, yeah, it was okay. But this came late, that wasn't, that was too thick, and that was too sour, and this happened, and that happened. All those things, and this ran short, and that. Then you will never find people really appreciating whatever you have done. So simple, these are not difficult things. So if in our family, try our best now to make our nikahs more and more simpler. I remember Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Ali had mentioned one nikah once. The card came to him. And they had every minute exactly what's going to take place. Certain time, 7 o'clock for example, 7 p.m., the bride will arrive and the door will be open now at 7:01. And then this person will come and the flower girls and this. Right till the end. Everything got delayed from the beginning. The car came late, the door was open late, and everything got delayed. What a flop it was. Hazrat Mana should cry and mention about his nikahs. Because the barakah will be taken away. The barakah of your daughter and son-in-law, daughter-in-law, whatever, the barakah of the nikah will be taken away. Inna aysara nikahi, in aadama nikahi, barakatan aysaruhu ma'una. The most blessed nikah is that nikah which has the least amount of expenses. Least amount of expenses. Simple walima you have, as I mentioned, you call some poor people, and that's the walima is done. You don't have to call any other person. Few people of the family, you're happy and finish. Save the money and spend on your children. They will need a house, they will need some sofas, they need some furniture, whatever it is, spend on them. Like this, we are going to try to impress the whole world, and we get absolutely nothing out of it. Nothing. Inshallah, if you make that himmat, set an example. Few days people will tell us things, and everybody will forget, then people will pray, hey, one thing, you did the right thing, why is it? But imagine, just the draping the walls. Draping the walls.
amount of israf. The carpets, one nikah they had, not far away from here, brand new white carpet, only used for the nikah, after the khalas, gone. And different things to impress which people, who? Your enemies. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, hidayah to understand. Allah cover our faults. We made mistakes. Don't look at his nikah was that, her nikah was that. No. We made mistakes, make tawbah istighfar. But now we see, we are moving closer. As Mufti Shafi Sahib, right at the beginning, he's saying, as we move away from the time of Nubuwwat, we're coming closer to Qiyamah, more and more fitnas are coming. And more difficult it will become to practice on deen, like a coal a person is holding in his hand. From one hand, he pushes it to the next hand, then to the first hand again. Because it is so hot, like that will become difficult to practice on deen. Especially when everybody is involved in that type of sin, nobody will realize, if all of us are smoking now, who's going to see the harms of smoking? And the one brother will come who's not smoking, he'll be affected a little bit, he'll try to stop others, he can't do it, poor fellow will also get involved in it. But if everybody is non-smoking, yeah, and one person starts to smoke, what's going to happen? He'll feel uncomfortable, he'll feel out of place, and he'll stop his smoking. We have to create an environment, like fiza, in our masjids, in our homes, our madrasas, our colleges, universities. Ask the university students. I meet them on Saturdays, they come to the madrasa, and see what a challenge it is for them. Studying, mashallah, so many of them, really they are like walis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that environment. Still with the Islamic garb, pabund on the salat, doing gush and ta'aleem, and making fikr for the Jumu'ah. You don't know what is happening to the youth. The time has come, leave alone homosexuality. There are so many youngsters who are asked talking about transgender. Things that our forefathers didn't even hear of. Why? Mahol is not created. Environment not created. This is why in Tabligh we hear, bhai, have ta'alim at home. Ta'alim karo. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, there'll be barakat, somebody will hear, your child will hear. If you make your child, your grandchild from small, hear about sahaba, he will love sahaba. Now sometimes you're trying your best to make your child wear the right libas, and then if somebody else is not going to make him wear the right libas, again you have this problem. So tarbiyah takes place from the beginning. We don't know how to have to worry about the next person. It's you. You are the shepherd of your family. You are the leader of your community. So this is our job. Inshallah, slowly, together, we have. We all make mistakes. We will falter. Some places we do very well. We score high marks and next minute we cause it. Sit in the bayan, all like farishas. We go home, something small happens and we spark off and we get angry. The wife will say, what happened? What bayan you give? What you heard in the bayan? Now don't try and justify your wrong. Accept your fault. Maaf, I made a mistake. This is what we need to do. Then we'll have that naram heart. Then we get akhlaq. Then wallahi you will see barakat in your business. You will see barakat in your life. You will see happiness in your life. Almost every second day we have such people, billionaires. They got everything you can think of in the world. But they got zero sukoon. No chain, no sukoon whatsoever. Parishan all the time. He hasn't got one car, he got cars, many cars. Not one house, many homes. He can travel the whole world also. But wallahi, he's got no sukoon. The other man, ordinary man. Hardly anything of dunya. But he's happy, Allah Ta'ala has kept him happy, he's content, he's enjoying everything. He got time for dua, tilawat, zikr, and he got time for his deen, everything. He's happy. Who is more successful? What are we chasing after? Who are we trying to impress? On the day of Qiyamah, you're standing before Allah Ta'ala all alone. Nobody can help you. Then it's too late to cry and lament over why I didn't do this, I should have done that, this I should have done, I should have listened. It's too late. So these are small, small things, but we should bear in mind our children. From small, try to cover the satar. You've got a young daughter, she's still a baby. I'm not asking you to make away parda from small.
But alhamdulillah, they're many small, small children. Many years ago, I went to one madrasa in Shalcross, Mufti Shoaib Patel's madrasa. Years ago, we went for madrasa exam or something. Primary children here, class 1, class 2, nabaligh, girls, they were all wearing parda. I got a shock of my life. So I asked him, he said, no, from now we make the tarbiyat. So from small, if you're teaching your son and your daughter how to wear, this is Islamic libas, this is masjid, when you're reading salat at home, bring the musalla, make them read, tasbih, show them Quran, they will start also imitating you. But if there's no mahal like that at home, it's only music, or there's fighting and swearing and shouting, and there's only Western things there. So how is the child going to grow as a good Muslim? How is he going to get noble qualities? How is he going to get good akhlaq? How is he going to become a hafiz of the Quran? How do you expect him to become a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Yeah, there are conditions. Allah ta'ala makes it from even a bad environment. Sometimes one person is become very pious. These are exceptions. But generally, mahol, mahol, fiza. So inshallah, we should try and do this. Even in our workplaces or factories, we've got a factory, we've got a warehouse. So if the masjid is far, you can't hear the azan, it's not possible to go for salah. Then in your own place, establish a musalla. And get all those people who are Muslims, have times for the men to read the salah, then the women. I know in some factories they get an alim to come there, or a hafiz of the Quran, to teach the people how to read Quran, the workers. They have time allotted. And they have time for salat, they have time for ta'aleem every day. Many big companies and factories. The people who have asked me to organize for them, Mona, we need an alim certain time, please, just to teach all people, they come from far, they don't have much madrasa education, at least taharat and salat, and also they can get this right. What a beautiful thing to do. So inshallah, if the mahul is created, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes things easy for us, and then we can rectify ourselves, get things right, and get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we won't be long. Just a few more important things. Sadqa dekar ihsan jatlana. Another very important thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, la tubtilu sadaqatikum bil manni wal adha. O believers, do not destroy your sadaqa that you gave, your charity, by talking about the favors you have done and causing insult to the person. So, if I did some person a favor, I gave somebody a loan. Now I keep on reminding him, hey, remember I gave you, I helped you out. You remember when you were in Parishan? And especially when he's with his friends. Now he doesn't want everybody to know. So now I'm causing pain to him. By doing so, you are destroying all the good charitable work you have done. La tubtilu sadaqatikum. To make ibtal, to make something null and void. O believers, do not make null and void. Do not destroy your sadaqat. Bil manni. Man in Urdu is ihsan jatlana. To boast and to advertise your favor you did to some person. So if you help some person, you did something good for him, do it only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't wait for a favor in return. This is our weakness. Don't wait for a favor in return and don't remind him as though you did nothing for him. Ulama even mentioned, I will read it here. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahman said, you did somebody some good. Now, don't even ask him, hey, but okay, make dua. We all do it. The poor person comes, Jazakallah. No, bye, you just make dua for me. Just make dua for me. Oh, I'm giving you, make dua for me. Don't forget, eh? You are asking in return for a sadqa you have given him for a favor. Dua is a favor. Even that we shouldn't be doing. See how barik it is. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahman said it in here. Isliye ulama ne farmaya ki hadiya, give somebody hadiya gift. Ya sadqa dekar. Uske saath dua ki darkhas karna, balki dua ki tamam bhi. To have desire, he must give you dua. Munasib nahi. Not appropriate. Kyunki ye bhi apne ihsan ka ek muawaza hai. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. So you go to any person, any favor, not necessarily sadaqah, charity, any favor, any kindness you did to any person, of course don't wait for a favor in return, number one. Number two, don't remind him of those favors and don't cause insult and injury to him in front of others
where you belittled him and say, tomorrow he couldn't do something for you. Oh, you see how you are. When you needed me, you came nicely running to me and see how I helped you. Khalas, all the good you have done is gone. Then Mufti Shafi explains very nicely another verse, Alladhina yunfiqoon amwalahum fi sabilillah, those who spend their wealth in the path of Allah, ثم لا يتبعون ما أنفقوا منا ولا أذى. Then they do not follow the good favors they have done by reminding the person and causing insult and injury to him. Then he mentions that دوسری آیت سے یہ بھی معلوم ہوا کہ احسان جتلانے کی ممانعت صرف صدقات کے ساتھ مخصوص نہیں. It's not only with money that you're giving a person and you're helping him, that's a favor you've done. بلکہ جو کچھ بھی عبادت طاعت اور نیکی کی راہ میں خرچ کیا جائے, whatever good you have done in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kha apne hi nafs par, ya biwi bachon par, ya aizza aqriba par, un sab ka yahi hukam hai, ki ihsan jatlane se, is kharaj karne ka sawab batil ho jata hai. Yani, even you who fed your wife and children, you took them for some safar, some journey, some holiday also. You were kind to them, you gave them something. Even then you don't keep on reminding wife, I gave you to see. And you tell your children, yes, to make the tarbiyah, to make them understand, this is what I did for you, etc. But you don't make ihsan jatana. So even this much we should not be doing, otherwise we're destroying the good deeds that we have done. Just one more today, inshallah. Biwi ko shohar ke ya nokar ko aqa ke khilaf ubarna. To incite one's wife or the husband against one another. Or the slave against the master. In our case, the worker against his boss. Maybe the person comes, worker comes, say, hey, you know what, my boss is not paying me well. Now instead of trying to make him understand and accept whatever is happening, we find a nice opportune moment to cause more insult to the boss and more pain. And what we do? We incite this person, we provoke him even more. And we make it more garam then. Yeah, he's wrong, man. He's making zulam upon you, man. What a, you know, my boss, what he's giving me. And now we start talking. Obviously, the person is going to feel bad. And now he's going to become angry against his own boss, his own employer, or the wife, against her husband. Rasulullah said, لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ خَبَّبَ إِمْرَأَةً عَلَىٰ زَوْجِهَا أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ صَلَىٰهُ وَسَلَامُ. That person who incites somebody's wife against her husband, he is not of us. He does not belong to me. You can't say he's a my ummati. So many times we find women folk, some woman Allah Ta'ala has given her husband, has given her plenty, now she'll come and tell the other one, hey, what your husband gave you? No, you must ask him. What? So he's giving everywhere he can give, he can't give you. And they start. So eventually what happened? You're provoking this woman. The moment the husband comes, now she's lashing out. This is also something that we tend to forget or ignore, become unmindful of. That's why Rasul Hadith mein hai, Rasulullah ne farmaya, ye jo shakhs kisi ki biwi ya shohar ke khilaf ya nokar ko aqa ke khilaf par amada kare, yani biwi ya ghulam ya nokar ke dil mein mukhalafat, adawat ke jazbaat paida kare, unko taqwiyat pahunchaye, wo hum mein se nahi hai. You are giving him strength, or you inciting him against his master, against his boss, against her husband, against his wife, then he is not of us. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah. So instead of calming the situation, as Mufti Shafi Sahib says, uske andar bughz aur nafrat ko hum barhate hai. We're creating more hatred in the heart of the wife for husband, or in the heart of the husband for the wife, or for the worker for his boss. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand these simple things that we have sometimes, or we take very insignificant, but is very, very grave in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we make islah of these things and change our lives, we can improve our lives and become muttaqi, inshallah. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.